Hello, Sun City, Shadow Hills residents. My name is Terry Kuhn, and I'm excited to be running for our HOA board. And thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. I have lived in our community for the past 8 years. Within our community, I am currently an active member of the Emergency Preparedness Committee and have been so for 7+ years. I have participated in a number of FEMA trainings and am also a trained Community Emergency Response Team member, also known as CERT. In addition, I also currently serve on the Information Advisory Committee to our board. Our committee's mission is to support and enhance the community of Sun City Shadow Hills through the timely exchange of information between the board, management, and our residents. This information is primarily provided on the Sun City Shadow Hills website and through other appropriate delivery methods such as our e-blasts, handbooks, mailings, brochures, and of course our community television. As an Information Advisory Committee member, I answer and manage Ask a Question, Make a Suggestion found on the homepage of our community website. I am often reading and quoting from our CC&Rs, the rules and regulations, or the home ownership rules to answer resident questions. I have become very familiar with our community's governing documents. I will bring many strengths to the board based on my background and expertise. In my educational career, I held many leadership roles as a special education teacher, elementary principal, special education director, and curriculum director. In those various capacities, I interacted with a variety of people, students, parents, teachers, other school administrators, community members, council, city council members, and state legislators, all with different and sometimes very divergent interests. I understand that through negotiation and compromise, we can achieve much. In my career, I was responsible for a variety of different budgets depending on my position. I understand budgets, budgeting processes, the budget management, and especially fiduciary responsibility to our many residents. Based on questions posed to the candidates at a recent candidate forum, there are several critical topics. In no order of priority, first, my opinion on needing to change the bylaws to allow the HOA to enter into a 5-year contract for food and beverage is unneeded and unnecessary. Current bylaws already provide for such a mechanism. All the board has to do is ask for a vote of the membership. A great example is that of the Frontier Internet contract for the 5-year period. The contract was negotiated. Residents were provided with information of what we would pay and, in return, what we would get as a result. It was all spelled out, explained, and detailed, and residents voted to pass the contract for a period of 5 years. It was very easily done, and residents knew exactly what we were going to get. Allowing the board to enter a 5-year contract would mean residents would not have input into the 5-year contract, its terms, or who might operate shadows. Only 3 board members would decide on how and who runs the shadows restaurant for thousands of our residents. Usually board members, as with this board, have little to no experience with managing such facilities. Decisions they make most likely would be problematic. As many are now aware, the HOA was able to acquire approximately 5 acres of property off Madison Street, northwest of Phase 3. The board has an ad hoc committee consisting of well-qualified residents studying different possibilities for use. Once zoning needs are addressed and the committee has several tangible plans, I think through a series of town hall meetings similar to those held to enlighten residents with the Frontier contract should be held to explain how the various land uses would benefit our community, thus allowing for greater community input as to the best use of the property. The Shadows restaurant has come under fire as a money loser that just has to go. First step, you must consider why the Shadows is here at all. Why was it built? It's the same answer for all amenities in the complex. All our amenities were built for the convenience and benefit of the dues-paying residents. This priority needs to be understood, that the amenities and activities were built for the convenience and benefit of residents. If you change the priority, you will ultimately change the dynamics of operations, and that will lead to increased costs, reduction in services, and reduction in resident benefits. Food and beverage is subsidized in all other facilities of our nature, even in private country clubs, although they require you to spend a minimum amount of money each month for food services, they too are subsidized. Troon is a professional golf and food management company with over 600 similar facilities specializing in our type of operations. They know how it works, what it will cost, and why. When our community was conceived and built, there was no plan to have any of our current amenities make a profit. In fact, the clubhouses, the pools, tennis courts, fitness centers, the bocce ball courts, the golf courses, and the restaurant were intended to be amenities for which residents pay. They were intended amenities to be a draw for living in this community. When other candidates state we need a 5-year contract to, quote, get a better, stronger business model so we can get the best management, unquote, they have not shown one example of that model and by what company that specializes in that type of operation. Troon knows exactly how and why Shadows will financially operate, but the current board is not listening. Kathy Lindstrom, Johnny Goodrum, and John McDonnell have not provided any example of a, quote, stronger, better management, unquote, model by any other company. Imagine if we did that with golf, tennis, pools, pickleball, bocce, and the fitness centers. Residents would take a second citizen status, while the public would be served first in our own community. The restaurant is no different than any other amenity. It was built for the convenience and the benefit of residents. It was not built as a separate profit center, the same as none of the amenities were built as a profit-making business. The HOA is a nonprofit for the convenience and the benefit of residents. Last year's subsidy to Troon for the operation of Shadows was $463,588. Currently, the subsidy is $312,990. It's a decrease of $150,598 from last year to this year, a 32% decrease. The current board has set Shadows up to fail. With 32% less subsidy, they've had to raise prices, cut back staff, and reduce overall hours of operation. This board has gutted the Shadows budget, thus causing residents to lose out on one of our most used amenities. And they were able to do this without any input from any residents. Another candidate refers to the Shadows subsidy as a loss. Shadows is not run as a for-profit business. It is an amenity to this complex, and we pay to enjoy at our convenience of choices available for all of us. Over the past 5 years, the amenities paid to golf were $6,748,000. Security cost us $6,127,000. Landscape cost us $6,003,000. Lifestyles cost us $3,270,000. Fitness cost $2,691,000. And food and beverage cost us $1,738,000. Over the past 5 years, food and beverage have cost this community the least of all of our amenities. By making Troon look unsuccessful, it's easy for the board to convince residents we need a change. In closing, we have some very large issues before us that can have huge budget impact on our dues, a possible special assessment, and most of all, our home values. The Shadows Restaurant was given 32% less subsidy than the previous year. No wonder they've had to increase prices and reduce hours and services. There was no resident input. Why not? Changing the bylaws for all contracts from 1 to 5 years is not sound management. Each contract needs to be examined, and residents should know exactly what we get in a 5-year contract, as was done through the town hall meetings with the Frontier Internet contract. The transfer of funds to an unspecified capital account is not a responsible way to manage our budget. Any money left over at the end of the budget cycle needs to go to only a few places, either into the reserve fund, into the operating expense for the next year, reducing our dues, or back to whom it belongs, residents. It's our money. When elected, I promise to represent all members of our community and do my very best to ask for community involvement when budgetary questions arise. I will strive to keep our property values high, our budget fiscally sound, reserves funded to the fullest extent, and we'll work toward keeping our common areas maintained at the highest of levels, along with our many wonderful amenities. I am in the community directory. Please call or email me if you'd like to host one of my campaign signs in your yard or want to just know more about where I stand on the issues. Thank you for your support.